This is the Mormon Mixed Faith Marriage Podcast with Certified Life Coach Brooke Booth, episode number 146. And the dating. Yes, 146. I write the number down and then I forget where I write it down. 146. Okay, I've got a short episode for you today. We're going to talk about watering down your preferences. The reason I do these shorter episodes, in case you're wondering, I'm going to tell you, is because I think sometimes when you have a podcast full of like 10 concepts, 10 important concepts, sometimes you forget about concept 3, 4, 5, and 6 or 7. And I like to split them up a little bit because they're important concepts. And so I want them to stand alone and not just get lost or, you know, forgotten amid other important concepts. So this one's going to be brief, but it's an important concept I wanted to highlight, even if I don't, you know, take 45 minutes to highlight it. This is watering down your preferences in a mixed faith marriage. I've talked quite a bit about preferences in the past and how communicating your preferences is a crucial part of effective, good, and healthy communication. I've talked about how it's a skill to know and communicate your preference, and I want to go a little bit deeper into this today because it is a skill. And instead of often communicating our preferences, or when we do communicate our preferences, we tend to water them down. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. Before I do, let me talk about it this way. Being able to know and communicate your preferences is antisocial, especially if you're a woman. That is an antisocial thing to do. And I think that's worth highlighting and acknowledging, because what I'm saying here is it's an important thing to do if you want a healthy communication and a healthy relationship. You need to be able to know and state your preferences. And at the same time, it's so important to acknowledge the inherent paradox in this, in that if you are truly communicating, if you're knowing and truly communicating your preferences, that's radical. That's somewhat antisocial. Women, men too, but especially women are socialized to water down your preferences, or even better, to just ignore them, discount them, downplay them as not as important, as not a big deal, as, you know, let me just be accommodating and go with the flow and make sure everybody else is comfortable. That is how women are often socialized. And so it puts us in this damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of situation where developing this skill can be absolutely crucial to truly feeling seen and known and loved and supported in your relationship. To develop the skill in and of itself can feel like you're being selfish and mean and ridiculous. And I think you need to be able to see that so you can decide on purpose, what are you going to do about that? Because if that is going unnoticed in your head and you're just experiencing all of this on a subconscious level without really understanding fully what your socialization is, it's very confusing and it's very hard to make a decision one way or the other how you want to treat communication, how you want to treat your preferences and communicating your preferences to your partner. Okay, so with that long intro, let's talk specifically about watering down. I see this quite a bit with my clients, where women in particular, but it can happen with either gender, water down their preferences. And this is how it may show up. Let's say you're talking about kids attending church. Even though you or one partner may not want them to attend church, you don't want to appear hard-nosed or uncompromising or unfair. And so you water down your preferences and you don't really communicate the truth about what you want. Maybe this is the same thing with come follow me or scripture study. You just say, I'm fine with that, when you're really not. because you don't want to rock the boat or upset the other person or appear anything but accommodating and understanding. Maybe you're the believing spouse and you don't want to speak up about things that you find problematic, like polygamy or modesty or shame, because you don't want to appear aggressive or militant, or you don't want to see them to perceive you as potentially doubting. And so maybe they're going to push you too hard or expect big changes that you're not yet ready to make. All of these are examples of when we tend to water down our preferences and we don't come to the relationship table clearly knowing, stating, and talking about our preferences. Now, watering down preferences can happen in a million other ways too. There are just some examples I'm offering. What happens when we water down our preferences, and we can do this with ourselves, we water down our preferences with ourselves, that we're not telling ourselves the truth about our preferences, or we water them down with our partner, so we're not telling our partner the truth about our preferences. We do this for any number of reasons. Often it's because we think that's what we need to do to preserve the relationship and to protect the relationship. Now, I think when we make that assumption, we are forgetting the impact of lack of clear communication on our relationship. I think that happens all the time. But a lot of times the intention is, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to upset them. I don't want to cause conflict here. So I'll just water down my preference. And unfortunately, it creates the opposite result. Now you have less authentic sharing, less opportunities to communicate about important issues that are impacting the marriage. One person often feels like they never get what they want. This is the person who tends to do the watering down. They start, like, over time, there's a real cumulative effect here where they start to feel like they never get what they want. Resentment and hurt build up over time. The other person, who might be completely unaware that their partner is watering down their preferences, might feel like their partner is always getting what they want. And that can create so much confusion and hurt as the relationship continues. Another impact of this is when you are constantly watering down your preferences, the lack of authenticity with that means that oftentimes the relationship is with a pretend person. Like, you are not being truly who you are and communicating your true needs. And so your partner may be having a relationship with that pretend version of you, and you're having a relationship with them with a masked or a pretend version of yourself. And sometimes this is done unintentionally because you don't think you should actually ask for what you want. And sometimes this is because when you do ask for what you want and you do state your preferences, that is not encouraged or appreciated, or you are pressured or shamed into being that pretend version of yourself. So what to do if you find yourself watering down your preferences? Lots of ideas, but I'm going to give you one that I think is the simplest and I think also the most impactful. Courage. It takes a lot of courage. It takes courage to say what you want and need, even if that means that your spouse will be uncomfortable or that your spouse will judge you. It takes courage to let them see the real you and then to let them to decide if they can handle that or like that or love that real you. It takes courage to explore your own internal landscape without shaming yourself for what you need and want. It takes courage to really be honest with yourself about what's important to you without judging yourself about what you want in your life and your marriage. And I want to suggest to you that what you want and need, and I consider those interchangeable, is not too much and is not unreasonable. It is not silly, despite what you may be telling yourself or what your spouse may be telling you. It's neither of those. It's none of those. What you want and what's important to you and what you need and what your preferences are, I think speak to a really important part of who we are and what it is that we need in life and in relationships to thrive and to grow and to really be our best versions of ourselves. And when we ignore that, I think we are ignoring part of our humanity, and we're ignoring part of our own relationship with ourselves. So if you are somebody who feels like you're not heard in your relationship, or that what you say doesn't matter, or that you shouldn't ask for what you actually truly want because it's selfish, you may be somebody who's watering down your preferences. And step one is probably to gather some courage around you and start to just be honest with yourself and start to have honest conversations with yourself about what really matters to you and what you really want and need and prefer. And then once you're honest with yourself, I think a next really important step is to start being honest with your spouse. And I realize there's risk in this, and there's a great deal of trepidation and fear sometimes on how that will be received or how they may view you. And I would argue that that's probably really good information to know and to gather. And I also realize that that's scary sometimes to be that kind of vulnerable. And if you can't be vulnerable, what does that mean about your relationship? Like, this really can bring up a lot of interesting questions, concerns, strengths, weaknesses that may be existing in your current, the state of your current marriage. I also want to say this, if you are watering down your preferences, this doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong or you're a bad person. It just probably means you're just socialized and you're just trying to cope with what you got. But when you start to be aware of that and you start to see that and start to weigh the balance or the cost that's associated with that, sometimes you might want to make some changes. You might want to learn some skills on how to be a little bit more clear about owning and asking for your preferences. Because I'll, you know, reference back to my communication podcast, because I really do feel like that is an absolutely critical piece in being able to have effective communication. I also think, and I'll add this, is I think it's a really critical piece to having an effective relationship with yourself, and not just with your spouse, but to be able to really know and honor and validate and express your preferences, I think is an absolutely pivotal part of the conversation with you that you have with yourself. Can you trust yourself to make those preferences important? I think it's an important thing we have with our spouse. Can we trust them that our preferences are important to them? But can we, like, first and foremost, can we trust ourselves that our preferences are important to ourselves? Or do we immediately discount that, ignore that, berate that, judge ourselves for that? Or do we give ourselves permission to be honest with ourselves about what we want? Now, I want to make a comment and then I'll wrap this up. I think sometimes we get a little concerned in this area because sometimes we think like we're going to want like bad things or dangerous things or stupid things. Like we're going to want, I don't know, to like spend a lot of retirement money on Louboutin shoes or Gucci watches or something. And that might be true for some people. Okay. Like there might be some sort of like impulse control issue and they might just go and gamble all of their money in Las Vegas or something. But I honestly don't think that's true for most people. I don't think that that is what's going to happen when we truly look at our preferences. I think when we really truly look at our preferences, that is when we can have an intimate and honest relationship with ourselves and an intimate and honest relationship with our partners. And I think that is priceless. And I think the chance of somebody going off the rails and just doing crazy stuff because now they're being like really truly looking at their preferences and I don't know, they're going to start taking heroin or gamble all their money away or buy or go on a trip that they can't afford. I don't think that's as likely. Like we're not 13-year-olds dealing with life decisions, but you're grown up, fully developed, prefrontal cortex mature people. And I think it's really important at that adult stage to look at what your preferences are and to be honest with yourself And separating out from that, you know, how we often define preferences as scary things that are immature and impulsive and dangerous. I'm talking about two very different things here. All right, go and do that work. As always, if you need help with your mixed faith marriage, go to brookboothcoaching.com. Wishing you the very best.